Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker, the late great Joe Cocker, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. KP's with us. Kathy Perry's back. She's our social media expert, my social media expert on top of that, and the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. .com. Check it out, and you can find out all the things that she does for her clients, and including me. Kathy, thanks again for being here. What's Snapchat up to?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You always wonder, can Snapchat be used for business? And if you want to have a conversation with your audience, it's a real-time communications tool. So, because once you have your Snapchat, it doesn't stay around. So it only lives for a very short period of time.
How long?
So,
how long?
Well, it's pretty much immediate. So
really?
Regular, yeah. And, you know, the messages disappear.
So it's like eating cotton candy.
Yeah, it's gone.
It basically just dissolves in seconds.
So you have a chat, and it does not create any lasting evidence of your discussion. But what they did introduce...
Except the NSA has it. Now, don't forget the NSA has it.
That's right. Snapchat Stories is... it'll stay around for 24 hours before it disappears. And it lets you... If you want to communicate with that audience... Remember, you know, a lot of millennials. So if you are targeting that audience, you have to be where they are.
What's the attraction of something that disappears like that? What's the motivation?
So,
why would people want that?
They're so real time, and they don't want it stored. They don't want it saved. They don't want it surfed.
You know this. You're right about that, Kathy. And I've talked about this, I think, offline before when we've lamented some of our fellow travelers out there. And I've said this before, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way. But the millennial generation really doesn't have a high regard for much that's over 48 hours old.
Right. No.
What they call antique furniture? I learned this just last week. You know what they call what millennials call antique furniture?
How old?
Brown wood. They call it brown wood.
Really?
Yeah. That's their regard for. A 200-year-old masterpiece desk or a chair or a table, something somebody made one little piece at a time. They call it brown wood.
Wow. Well,
so I can see how somebody like that would be attracted to Snapchat.
It is. And then, you know, so if you're going to use it for business, you have to use stories, Snapchat stories. And they're very short. Like, you know, you can, and actually Snapchat, just they have spectacles that record videos. So... You can buy their glasses and record these 10-second videos and string them together and create a story. If you have a business that you're trying to get in front of that audience and maybe, you know, something.
But we're primarily talking about consumer-type stuff, right?
Consumer-type things, yes. And
you better be cool.
Yeah.
Or whatever the millennials call cool today. I don't know. If they call it cool. But I mean, I'm saying I couldn't take a year off and come up with one Snapchat ad that would work.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
You have to be cool, you know.
You have to be cool. And
my grandsons, you know, I said something about being with it something like that. And I said I was hip. And my two grandsons started laughing together, I mean, without realizing the other one was laughing. And one of them said, look, just the fact that you said you're hip shows you're not hip. So I'm screwed. I got no chance.
Absolutely. So, you know, but if you are in, you know, targeting that audience and you need a way to get a message in front of them, you can use Snapchat stories.
But you better have a millennial classes. Do it for you.
Yes.
You cannot, folks, this is one of those things, you cannot farm this out to anybody but a millennial.
Absolutely.
And probably the younger the better.
That's true.
I'm not being facetious or sarcastic.
No, it's absolutely true because they're familiar with what they want.
Oh, yeah.
And they know how to tell you how to deliver that.
Here's another one. Don't think you can go buy tennis shoes. For teenagers either, by the way. What you and I think teenagers would want to wear, what we think would be a good looking pair of tennis shoes, forget about it.
No.
You gotta take another millennial with you. or whatever the teenager's generation is. XYZ or whatever. But no, it's the truth. So folks, and these are your customers, so if you own a business, right, Kathy,
if that's your market.
This is more like what we're talking about right now. I don't think has ever been to this degree before. Even when you and I were pups, Kathy.
No.
I don't think they changed advertising.
The attention span is so short. Yeah, do you remember when we thought 30 seconds was short?
Oh yeah.
Now, 10 seconds.
Nanoseconds. And they see it. You and I wouldn't even see it. They see it. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yes.
It's always fun, Kathy. We always get smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KP, we'll be back another day, I promise. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Lassing, and I promise also that I'll be right back. On the
bayou. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.